Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Alan Ware from the Basel Peace Office and also the Abolition 2000 Global Network to Eliminate Nuclear Weapons. Thank you for the opportunity to make a contribution on further aspects of civil society support for the proposal for a nuclear weapons convention. And I thank very much the Ambassador from Malaysia for putting forward the Model Nuclear Weapons Convention and for explaining a little bit behind the resolution that Malaysia puts every year on a nuclear weapons convention. And also to thank Mr. Yamu Sareva for explaining the support of the UN Secretary General for the idea of a convention or package of agreements. Of course, the idea of a nuclear weapons convention goes way back before then and has been manifested in a number of different ways from the civil society, including in the 1980s, from the Hiroshima and Nagasaki appeal for a global treaty to eliminate nuclear weapons, which gained over 70 million signatures, I believe the biggest petition ever in the world. But probably the coalition of non-governmental organisations forming to support the Nuclear Weapons Convention came about in 1995 when Abolition 2000 was established with a statement to the 1995 NPT and Review and Extension Conference, which put forward the idea of a nuclear weapons convention as being something which combined a comprehensive and simultaneous steps or measures, that it was not a standalone treaty that should be negotiated independent of other of the step-by-step process, but could be undertaken alongside the step-by-step process in order to be able to support the measures and give a greater possibility for their achievement. That, of course, was then followed up, as we've heard, by the International Court of Justice determining that the obligation to negotiate in good faith for the for nuclear disarmament in all its aspects was a universal obligation, which gave rise to the UN resolution and also gave rise to the bringing together of a group of experts that Abolition 2000 established in order to draft the Model Nuclear Weapons Convention. This process took about 9 months. The experts that were drafting the Model Convention took a very realistic and practical approach rather than an idealistic approach. One is looking at what are the legal, the technical, the political and the institutional measures that will be required in order to build the confidence to move to a nuclear weapons-free world. And in that process of drafting the Model Convention, there was considerable consultation with delegations, which then led to Costa Rica and Malaysia submitting this to the United Nations and to the NPT PREP meetings. This Model Convention was then revised in 2007, and that's the document which the Malaysian ambassador referred to, updating with a number of aspects which had developed in the 10 years since then. And this was accompanied by a book, Securing Our Survival, The Case for a Nuclear Weapons Convention, which explores this process and we termed an incremental comprehensive approach, the combination of a comprehensive approach with simultaneous work on the measures or steps, which is also reflected in the UN Secretary General's five-point plan. And the person who coined that term, incremental comprehensive, Dr. Jürgen Schäfrin, will actually be speaking at a side event next Tuesday to explain a little bit more about how this could work and the different elements of a nuclear weapons convention. The proposal has got considerable support in the civil society. Public opinion polls continually show majority support, even in the nuclear weapon states, for a comprehensive approach for a treaty which would ban nuclear weapons and eliminate them globally, because that gives the confidence, in including the nuclear weapon states, that the primary rationale for nuclear weapons, that is to deter from the use of nuclear weapons from others, that would be able to be addressed through a regime which could be verified for the elimination of nuclear weapons, removing that primary role. for the existence of nuclear weapons. For that reason, a comprehensive approach, a nuclear weapons convention, is easily understandable in civil society and in the public and gets considerable support. Of course, for this, there does need to be engagement with the nuclear weapons states in order to be able to build confidence amongst them to move forward. And the model convention gives some ideas about areas or elements in which such consultation and engagement with nuclear weapon states could be possible. The nuclear weapon states may not yet be ready to start negotiations or join negotiations for a ban on nuclear weapons, but the various elements, including verification, compliance measures, national implementation measures, some of those the nuclear weapon states have already indicated a willingness to consider. On the verification side, for example, we already see some very good preparatory work being done by the United Kingdom and Norway. There are other aspects of verification which could probably be picked up, and there is a role for non-nuclear weapon states to encourage and engage in the nuclear weapon states on those other verification tasks. There could also be other preparatory work being undertaken by non-nuclear weapon states, either by themselves or in engagement with the nuclear weapon states, on identifying the elements of the legal framework, including individual responsibility, our national implementation measures, and on what are the institutions that would be required, including looking at the existing institutions like the International Atomic Energy Agency, the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization, for example, how there can be joint work between them, and what other tasks might be required for verification and compliance, and thus what other institutions may be required. On national implementation, there are steps, for example, that non-nuclear weapon states could take immediately without even having to enter into negotiations. One of those has been already mentioned this morning by the Ambassador of Austria, national legislation to prohibit nuclear weapons. Already at least four countries have done that, and that could be models for other countries to pick up. On individual responsibility, the Model Nuclear Weapons Convention identifies the necessity to criminalise nuclear weapons, and already there is a proposal to the International Criminal Court put forward by Mexico to include in the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court the employment, threat or use of nuclear weapons. So here is another measure that could be undertaken. So there's a number of areas of preparatory work that could be taken. There are a number of openings for engagement with the nuclear weapon states. And I think in order to sort of move from here, along with the other ideas, such as the one put forward by Thomas Nash about a ban treaty that non-nuclear weapon states could possibly negotiate, a key point here is to move from the ideas to actual work, which would require resources being put in by countries, which would require elevating these issues from the halls of negotiations or deliberations in Geneva to the level of foreign ministers and heads of state. And I recall the quote from Thomas Edison in talking about what does it take to actualize a good invention. And he said, well, really, the ideas part, the inspiration part, is only 1%. The rest of it, 99%, is hard work. So encourage delegations to pick up these ideas, to encourage governments to put resources in, and to start the preparatory work on various elements of the comprehensive framework for a nuclear weapons-free world, using the Model Nuclear Weapons Convention as a guide, as suggested by the UN Secretary-General. Thank you very much.